Mate Hooch, hello.
Yes, good morning, Joe. Good morning, listeners.
Are you up and about, mate, or what?
No.
Didn't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
You're just woken up. All right. Now, before we get into fishing, tell us about this world record attempt.
Well, some years ago, when I was 20-odd, I accidentally became the Northwest Pioneering Champion. Well, the Phil Maney Northwest Pioneering Champion.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a long story. So then the other day when he opened back up, so he's back opening in, he was around many moons ago, but he's back 6 weeks ago. And my mates were saying, oh, I remember when you were the Northwest Pioneering Champion. I said, oh, yeah. And some mates didn't know that story. And then one of them said, well, it would be funny if you could beat your record before you have your operation, your gastric sleeve. It's not how many pies you can eat. It's a speed thing. So it's two pies and a can of Coke. So I went over to Phil Maney and got a couple of pies to do my record, which is 58 seconds.
Yeah.
And I felt I was going to smash that.
Yes.
Then he mentioned the actual record. And then I got competitive and thought, I think I'm going to have a go at that then. So the actual record is 35 seconds. Which is fair ripping for two pies and one can of Coke, I'll give you the tip.
I'll say. So where and when are you doing this?
I'm going to do it tonight on Moz's Hot Bite.
What time?
That's going to be 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Two pies and a can of Coke in what, 35 seconds?
If you try and do it under that,
yeah.
Moz won't break the record. It'll be a real fizzer.
So it actually goes in the Guinness Book of Records, does it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I'm talking about the world record, but I mean, I think it is. It would be the Phil Maney pie eating world record.
Yeah, right. Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, people will be tuning in to watch that. So you're under pressure now, mate.
Oh, I hope
so. So you've talked a big game, and now you've got to deliver.
I'll either get the record or choke to death. So it'll make good viewing.
Very good. All right, no doubt about you. Man of many talents. Well, one of your big talents is, of course, fishing. And likewise for a couple of blokes from Devonport, I was looking in the Advocate yesterday. You know Jack and Sam Quinn?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, they pulled a big 100kg bluefin just off Devonport last weekend, so they're still out there.
Yeah, my word. Well, they sort of cycle round, and I think they're coming back through again. This time last year they came back through, and there was these bigger fish that seemed to be sort of swimming with the dolphins and the whales that also migrate through.
So
it's the bigger fish that are here, and it's just a phenomenon. It's still a phenomenon. It does my head in, but I'm not going to complain. It's absolutely magnificent.
Right, so any other fishing stories you've heard over the last week?
Not really. I just think, unfortunately, the tuna sort of take the centre stage when they're here. I've heard of lots of people gearing up to go out and try and catch those, but
yeah.
I haven't heard too much more on any other species.
Right. So, let's look at the weather, actually, and it's not too foul. So, mostly fine on the coast today. A bit windy off Latrobe, Port Sorell area. So the sort of the further west you go along the coast today is probably better as far as wind goes. So we've got southwesters 15 to 25 knots mainly. Seas are up a bit, but they're easing by late afternoon. So is the swell. So Saturday and Sunday should both be pretty fine, actually. Tide times, we'll do those for our friends at Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide at 5:50 this evening, 3.3. Saturday's high, 6:20 in the morning, 3.1. Sunday's high, 7:16 in the morning, 3.1 as well. So sort of pretty typical winter weather for the northwest coast, really.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Still going to be a little bit chilly, so I'd suggest to dress warm and, layer up, though.
Have you heard any trout stories?
No, because, trout's pretty much shut down until opening's the first weekend in August. To be fair, there are waters that are open all year round, but people don't think about trout so much at the minute because they like to sort of build up to opening weekend.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether anyone's caught any of those inland fisheries trout release, you know, the $2,000 trouts, that's all.
Yeah, I haven't heard. You normally do sort of hear that sort of bit of a buzz, sort of Facebook lets you know those sorts of things, but no, I haven't seen anything lately.
Right. What about for people who just want to have a fish sort of in the rivers on the coast this weekend? Where do you recommend going?
Well, I think it's the time of year where you're likely to catch a few mullet or Australian salmon in there at the Port Sorrel Estuary, so that's fairly accessible to anglers from the shore. So the best bet is just to get on Google Maps and have a bit of a look and see where you want to go fishing in a gutter or something like that, and then go and sit there with your chair and your esky and enjoy a bit of a fish.
Yeah, happy days in the sunshine. So,
oh, wordy.
Indeed. So after your pie-eating record attempt tonight, so you're going to have a fish this weekend or what?
Well, I really, while these bigger fish are out here, I'll have to talk my captain into going out and have another crack. So if Clinton's not too busy, we might head out. I think sometimes weekdays are good too because it's amazing these big tuna out the front. The boat ramp gets quite crowded, so
yeah.
Sometimes weekdays it's a bit easier to get sneak out for a couple of hours.
Yeah, righto. Okay, anything else you want to mention?
No, I'm all good.
You're all good. All right, mate. So tell us how we get into that again. So it's Moz's Hot Bites, right?
Yeah, so if you were to find it and add a link to that thing that you normally post on Facebook or something like that, but I think it's pretty easy to find. You just put Moz's Friday Night Hot Bite and it'll come up.
And you can watch Hooch having a crack at two pies and a can of Coke in under 35 seconds.
Yes.
And I look forward to watching that.
Well, I'll either, like I say, break the record or choke to death.
Well, don't throw up. Because,
No, that'll be void. That's void.
All right. Good luck. Thanks for having me on. See you, Hooch.
No,